Hello and welcome to this edition of the Presbyterian Podcast with me, Gethin Russell Jones. Hello, a chroeso I rifyn newydd o'r podlediad Presbyteraidd gyda fi, Gethin Russell Jones. Yn y bennod ddwyieithog hon, rwy'n i'n mynd ar daith I Landudno I ymuno â'r gymanfa gyffredinol a gynhaliwyd yn gynharach yn y mis. Teithiwn hefyd I Bort Talbot I glywed oddi wrth Margaret Jones, cyn mynd yn ôl I Landudno I wrando ar gân arbennig. In this bilingual edition, we're going on tour to Landudno to join the General Assembly that took place there earlier in the month. We'll also hear from Margaret Jones, who lives in Port Talbot, before heading back to Llandudno to listen to a very special song. Glynis Owen yw Llywydd Newydd Eglwys Bresbyteraidd Cymru, gan Olynu'r Parchedig Aneirin Owen. Cyfarfu yma Glynis yn ystod un o'r egwyliau, lle rhanodd hi ychydig am ei bywyd a'i gobeithion wrth iddi gymryd ar y wenau am y ddwy flynedd nesaf. Glynis Owen is the Presbyterian Church of Wales's new moderator, taking over from the Reverend Aneirin Owen. I caught up with Glynis during one of the breaks and she shared a little about her life and her hopes as she takes the reins for the next 2 years.
My name's Glynis Owen. At the moment I'm moderator-elect, but I'm just about to be installed as the moderator of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of Wales.
So Glynis, tell us a little about yourself. What is life like for you when you're not being the moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Wales?
Well, I'm very involved in my own church in Trehill in the Vale of Glamorgan, which is a wonderful place. I've been there 35 years. And Presbyterian, obviously, because I come from a background of a Presbyterian church in New Tredegar in the Rumney Valley.
Oh.
And my family, 16 aunts and uncles, and my grandparents, they were all a part of that community. So as a child, I grew up and knowing the Presbyterian church, which was wonderful because we moved around a lot with my father's job. But we always came back to this one constant in my life, which was the Presbyterian Church in New Tredegar. Yeah. So I have such fond memories and of the people there. So I was around England and Scotland for a long, long time. But when I came back to Wales in 1983, I then was able to commit to the Presbyterian Church myself. So gradually became an elder at Trehill and did more local preaching and administering the sacraments. And then became involved in the courts of the church. So I became, you know, the clerk of presbytery, then the clerk of association and the moderator of association, and then on various boards and panels. And then I found myself as the moderator-elect of the church.
Wow.
So it's a great privilege.
And when you're not kind of around the Presbyterian Church of Wales, which you have been for much of your life, what is your work? Where has your work taken you?
Yes, I was in education. I came to faith personally when I was 17 and I really felt that God wanted me to be in the classroom. I felt that was a vocation. And so I taught French at secondary level. And I absolutely loved being with 30 vibrant teenagers and learning together. It's the most dynamic place. If you love teaching, it's just a wonderful life.
Yes.
So I absolutely loved that. So I taught for 10 years, Sheffield and Croydon. Then I came to Cardiff as deputy head. And then I decided, no, I didn't want to become a head. So I became a training consultant for the girls' schools in the UK. Going around to staff rooms, talking about strategic planning and about some appraisal. It wasn't at that time.
Yeah.
This was the beginning of the 1990s. And then the inspectorate opened up. So I became an inspector for 15 years and led teams into schools all over Wales. And I loved that work as well. It was such a privilege to be in other people's classrooms, you know,
and to
see them teach and to encourage. So I've loved my working life. Very much so.
Well, you're coming to the Presbyterian Church of Wales at a crucial time in its life. This morning, we're talking in the annual assembly or the general assembly,
I've been landed now. There's a lot of talk now about restructuring.
Yes.
And I guess your voice into that is going to be quite a crucial one.
Yes, I've been involved in it for the last year because strategic planning is an interest of mine. It's part of my working life. But we do have to change our structures and systems. But more than that, we have to encourage people to get together and to work out mission and ministry in their area and to be creative. And I think, you know, that by restructuring, one can, I think, free up people to be more visionary. So I'm hoping so anyway.
I mean, reading the report of the group that is coming forward with these plans, some striking lines I read in the report, and one a line or two saying that really that a suggestion, and it could have been one of Nan's words or it could have come from the report, that really we've got about it's a 10-year window in terms of financing all of this. And I thought, wow, that is quite a statement to make. How does that fill you? I mean, is it a kind of sense of this is overwhelming? Can we turn, you know, is it possible to turn this ship around within a few years?
That's a difficult question, isn't it? I mean, I'm an optimistic person, and I do think that even at the moment there are a lot of encouraging new initiatives as well as ageing congregations, and that's an undoubtable fact. But there are a lot of young people who are trying to do new things, and I feel, having championed young people all my working life, that I'm quite a person to be able to do that encouragement and to think creatively. So that doesn't scare me. I think we've got to think outside the box and look at what we can do. Not only to provide young leaders and train them, but to try to provide young congregations, because that's what we're lacking too.
Yes.
So we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah. I mean, something else that came out in one of the sessions this morning, somebody from the front said there were now more kind of missional workers, pioneering workers, than there are ministers.
Yes.
Which suggests again that voice is a growing voice. It's a much stronger voice than the more traditional. It's a younger voice as well. Picking up on something somebody else said. So I'm kind of wondering, sitting back thinking, I wonder what these changes are that are coming. Because nobody knows.
No, indeed. And in the end, it's God who is going to do it, isn't it? Not anything that I think or that any of us think. But we have seen in our presbytery, Southeast Wales, things happening that didn't happen 5 years ago, and we wouldn't have foreseen how they'd happen. You know, we have closed churches, and we have reopened them under a completely different mission, and we didn't foresee that. So that's the working of the Spirit, to lead people to come in and to see that vision and to work with the clothing ministry and well-being hubs and sorts of to make people cross the threshold and come into the church. But, you know, to quote Rowan Williams, they've still got to meet God when they come to church. We're not just a social activity, although it is important, I think, more than ever, to have a community feel and hub for people in their communities, and the church can provide that. You've just got to find the way of doing it.
I mean, that was the theme of the buildings conference that took place.
Yes.
A few months ago, a number of speakers spoke about the opportunities with these declining congregations and buildings that are now unsustainable. They may have another life in terms of community hubs, and that seemed to be a common thread in many of these stories.
I hope so. I think it's very important that people have a community in which they join, but a special community, you know, a community that believes in God and outside themselves, and that people can latch into that, really, and be part of it. It's important.
So, Glynis, in 2 years' time, when you're coming to an end of your moderatorship, how would you, impossible question in many ways, but how would you at that point like to look back and think, well, I was able to do these things? What are those things that are on your heart?
Well, there are specific things that have come out of the General Assembly, because it's not just about me, it's about delivering what people want. And one of them is the development, redevelopment of Coligabala, which has been our training and youth centre for many, many years. But we need to put it on a firmer financial future, and we need to develop it as a training centre for younger people. And similarly, Trevecca, which is the heart of our faith, you know, we're developing that too as a retreat Christian centre, but also a training centre and a centre for lay ministry. So those two are certainly hubs, which will be a legacy. If churches close, we will still have those. But when I personally look back, I should look at the younger people who are coming through and wonder whether I've been able to encourage them and to see a future for them, because that personally would be important to me. Restructuring is fine, but it's people. No amount of structure is going to make the huge change of revival that we all hope and pray for. God will do it in his time and his way, and I've just got to help the Holy Spirit to use people.
Mae Margaret Jones yn byw ym Mhortolbot, ac mae hefyd yn aelod o Henadiriaeth Morgannwg Llundain. Flwyddyn yn ôl, cododd Margaret bryderon ynglyn â'r cynlluniau i gair gwaith dir a'r effaith anwydol ar y dre. Bydd Margaret yn hynysbysu am gyflwr pethau 12 mis yn ddiweddarach. Margaret Jones is from Mhortolbot and is part of the Morgannwg Llundain Presbytery. A year ago, Margaret raised profound concerns about plans to close the town's steelworks and its devastating impact on the community. 12 months later, Margaret brings us up to speed with things now.
Well, mae pethau wedi gweithygu mewn gwirionedd, mewn sawl ffordd. Ni'n teimlad o ddiflastod. Teimlo bod neb yn becso amdano ni fan hyn, ac yn enwedig beth y gwyddoedd yn Sgyntho. Mae bobl yn teimlo yn grac ac yn teimlo bod nhw, mae'n amlwg bod ni ddiwerth fan hyn. Teimladau felly, ac oedd y broblem wedyn, hi ni'r Cristnogion y dre, bod achos ola, annibynwyr wedi cael ei drysau y trola. Oedd hwnna wedi effeithio'n drwm arno ni. A hefyd bod yr Eglwys yng Nghymru wedi cael hanner yr adeiladau sydd gyda nhw. Oedd 8 gyda nhw, a nawr bod 4 adeiladau nhw. Ac o'n i'n teimlo bod y Llywodraeth wedi mynd yn gadael ni, a rwy wedi teimlo bod Dyw wedi mynd yn gadael ni. I ni ffili help bod teimlo felly weithiau, ynddi ni.
Na.
Ond oedd yna ddiflastod. And wrth gwrs, dyma ni. Dyma Mr Urdd yn ei goch Wyna Gwyrdd wedi cyrraedd y dre. A mae wedi dweud byd o waniaeth i ni. I ni'n teimlo bod cymod gyda arwyddau'r yr Urdd yn dyfa. Cymru, Hybddin, Drist. A dim... Wrth gwrs, gwyrdd coch a gwyn ddylai'r gan dweud, ynddo fe? A'r gwyn sy'n bwysicach. Yn anffodus, dwi'n wneud ddim yn odlu, nag yw e? Ac felly fi yn deall pam na, wnaethon nhw fe fel na. Ond, pedwar achos ar ôl gyda ni yn y dre hon, perthyn i Presbyteriaid. Ac ni'n amfalchio yn hynny. Mae'r gwyrdd, ynddo fe, dros Gymru, ac mae... Gyda ni, mae'r unig oedfa sy'n dal i fod yn yr iaith Gymraeg yn y dre, yn grŵp les, a ni'n cynnal oedfa yn y Gymraeg. Ac i ni'n amfalchio yn hynny mewn ardal sydd wedi Saesneg iddio yn ofnadw yn ystod y blynyddoedd diwethaf yma. Ac hefyd wrth gwrs, Cyddin, mae yna fanc bwyd gyda ni o dan... O dan nawdd yr Eglwys Presbyteraidd Cymru yng Nghymru, banc bwyd sy'n llywyrchus tu hwnt a bobl yn rhoi o'i hamser, yn rhoi o'i adnoddau ar ein cyfer ni. A mae hwnna'n codi'n calon ni. Mae'n heglwys ni yn Sandfields, yn rhedeg banc dillad, banc babanod ac ati. mas fan yna gymuned yn dyfa, dros cyd-dyn, dros cyd-dyn. Ond wrth gwrs ar ben y triangl yw'r gwyn. Iesu. Dros Iesu, dros Grist. Ac dyna beth sy'n cadw ni fynd. I ni'n teimlo er y cyfan, Dyw yn ei le yn reoli'r cyfan. A dyna fel ni'n teimlo yn sicr ar ôl wel, hanner wythnos llwyrchus iawn ym maes yr Eisteddfod, a gweld cytun yno, a gweld yr holl waith gan gymdeithasau lleol, bobl yn ceisio gwneud dros bobl eraill, dros cyd-dyn, a dros Grist.
Wel, diolch i ti, Margaret. Wrth wrando arno ti, mae'na, wyt ti'n sôn am y dirwyad, ac i ryw raddau, bod pethau wedi newid a pethau wedi gwanhau falle gyda'r eglwysi, ond wrth wrando arno ti hefyd, mae'na obaith.
O, gobaith os. Os yn sicr.
Wyt ti'n ysbrydoli lot o bobl sy'n gwrando ar y podlediad yma.
Yn sicr, gobaith. Yn llaw Dyw i ni, yndyfa, ac yn ei ddwylo fe. Ond, dim ond ein dwylo ni sy'n gyda ge hefyd, yndyfa. A mae rhaid i ni weithio o hyd i wneud i waith e ar y ddeiaf hon.
O ti'n sôn, Margaret, fod yr urdd, wrth gwrs, Eisteddfod yr urdd wedi sefydlu yn y dre, wrth yn ni siarad nawr hanner tymor, mis Mai. Pa effaith mae'r Eisteddfod yn cael, ti'n meddwl, neu wedi cael neu mynd i gael dros y dre?
Wel, bobl sydd wedi troi yn Saesnigydd iawn dros y pan o'n i'n blentyn, oedd llawer o gapeli Cymraeg yn yr ardal, oedd cymdeithas Cymraeg gref iawn. Ni'n dal i gynnal yn yr iaith, ond mae'r iaith wedi gwneud gwyniaeth, ond mae'r urdd wedi rhoi sbardun i bobl, llawer mwy o ddysgwyr, y bobl yn gweld bod nhw wedi colli mas. Ac yn sgil hynny, y gobaith yw bydd nhw'n troi ato ni hefyd, fel y glwysi yn sgil hynny, ond yma. Ac ar weld ar ôl bod yn ar y maes ac yn bod yn babell cytun, fi'n siŵr bydd hwnna'n sbardun i bobl.
So Margaret, about a year ago, you raised a number of concerns about the future of Port Talbot, especially in the light of the government's decision and Tata's decision to pretty well close the steelworks in the town. And you raised a number of concerns on behalf of the Morgannwg Llundain Presbytery, Henadiriaeth Morgannwg Llundain. You talked about those concerns and you were passionate in terms of voicing your worries about the town and Christianity in the town and just the social changes that would not be positive as far as you were concerned. And I'm wondering, a year on, how you're feeling about it all.
Well, in some ways, I feel worse than I did last year, insofar as the decisions that have been made, in particular by the government regarding Senthop, for instance. That has embittered us, certainly. There is a very deep-rooted anger about it all, a feeling that we in Port Talbot don't count, that we are meaningless, that we are nothing. Now, deep down, of course, we know that is not true. We know that we are worth a lot. We know that God loves us, if nobody else does. And there is a feeling, perhaps, we need to raise our voice a little bit more and to talk more about our heritage. And since the threat of the closure of the steelworks, there have been a number of new organisations set up in the town who were looking at our heritage, looking at what we have succeeded in doing, and hopefully going into the schools and explaining to young people how important Port Talbot has been over the years. It's difficult, especially as the the last of the Annibynwyr have closed stores in Bo Talbot. That was a terrible shock to us. And the church in Wales closing a number of buildings. But then again, there's a hope to keep one of the buildings alive. Organisations trying to keep the oldest church alive in Bo Talbot, keep the building alive for the community, and that is very important to us. But in the meantime, of course, we are there helping other people, as Jesus taught us, to look after other people. We are perhaps good Samaritans. We have a food bank in Carmel. We have a clothes bank and a baby bank in Samfields. And our church in Beulah is working really hard to keep their doors open. The wonderful Beulah Chapel, which has raised so many important people over the years. Margam Jones, Morgan Jones, Matthew Zaweni, people like this, hugely important people. And there they are, very important people still, keeping that building, that wonderful round chapel, that wonderful building, which you've only got to walk into the building to feel that Jesus is with you. It's a remarkable place. We have so much to offer, and we need to have more pride in what we have here. I'm proud of it all, extremely proud of it all. But it's a question of trying to explain to other people that pride. That can be difficult sometimes, but we work at it. We work at it.
Well, Margaret, as we're talking as well, it's a half-term week. It's Eisteddfod yr Urdd time.
Yes, indeed.
And this year, the Eisteddfod has come to Bo Talbot and Margam. Markham, just outside. So I'm wondering, you know, what kind of impact this is having on that area?
A huge impact, indeed. You can't possibly not know that it's there. A lot of people, of course, have gone to the Eisteddfod this year for the first time ever because it's so close, it's so easy to get to for them. And a reawakening, perhaps, of the work that the Urdd does. We know that the Urdd, of course, is the motto of the Urdd is for Wales, for fellow man and for Christ. This is raised high there on the mice this year. It's been a wonderful occasion.
And finally, a beautiful song of blessing, written and sung by Patrick Thomas, a missional worker based at the William Williams Pantycelyn Memorial Church in Llandyfri. Patrick performed it at the General Assembly in Llandudno.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus be forever over me. In his power and forgiveness he has come to set me free. Jesus granted me a pardon. He has washed my sins away. In his victory and dominion, he is saving me today. Let the love of God my Father rest on everything I do. I will worship him forevermore in spirit and in truth. He has ransomed and redeemed me. He has overcome the grave. Who among the gods is like you with the awesome power to save? Holy Spirit, be my teacher, intercessor and my guide. Your sweet fellowship and power flow with rivers to revive. When I have no words in weakness, Spirit, come with tongues of fire. Let the groanings of my heart be satisfied with your desire. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face upon you shine. As his grace and love enfold you, 'tis a pleasure all divine. Let the blessing be for you, a time of joy and of relief. God will turn his face toward you and forever grant you peace. Boy dir agloid dy fendith yw, ath gadw di mewn hyn, dy gyflaidio yn ei gariad ac a llewch hael ei wydd. Bod i'r fendydd hon roi ti, ras tang nefydd yn dyfron, dyw a droi wyneb at y fath, then diffio awr hon. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face upon you shine, as his grace and love enfold you, 'tis a pleasure all divine. Let the blessing be for you, a time of joy and of release. God will turn his face toward you and forever grant you peace. Yes, God will turn his face toward you and forever grant you, turn his face toward you and forever grant you peace.
Diolch am wrando. Gobeithio eich bod wedi mwynhau'r podlediad. Gwrandewch mas am yr un nesa yn fuan, ond tan hynny, hwyl fawr am y tro. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Listen out for the next one soon, but until then, goodbye from us all.